Parshas Bo, we want to study the mitzvah of tefillin. I thought that would be a fascinating study for us. The Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, has a long discussion about tefillin. Let's first read the psukim, we'll take a look at Rashi, and then we'll take a look at the Ramban. V'igadeto lebincha b'yom ahu lemar bavur zeh os Hashem li b'tzeisi mitzrayim v'hoylecha Li'os al yodcha ulzikar beinecha lamantia toras Hashem beficha ki v'yod chazaka utziacha Hashem mimitzrayim. So I want to point out a few things here. First of all, notice that in terms of the way the Torah presents tefillin in pasuk tes, it would seem to be a continuation of Vigadat Lebincha. Now, Vigadat Lebincha, which is the mitzvah of the Leil HaSeder, is related to the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, obviously, the fact that the very next pasuk test says Vayilcha Li'os HaYodecha in Tefillin is also related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the pasuk, in fact, ends with Ki Biyod Chazaka Hotziach Hashem Mitzrayim. And the Ramban is going to make a big deal about this. That remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in this case through tefillin, is something so fundamental, it's so central to Judaism that we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, you might think, well, you know, the redemption from Egypt took place so many years ago, like what? But yet, on a constant basis, the Torah is looking for ways of reminding us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Rashi hints at this in Pasuk Tes when he says, "Vahayelecha li'os yitzias Mitzrayim tia lecha li'os." It's interesting. He's saying that the os here in this pasuk is yitzias Mitzrayim al yadcha, that yitzias Mitzrayim should be on your arm, meaning the parsha of yitzias Mitzrayim, because this perek makes up two out of the four of the parshias of tefillin, should be al yadcha, should be on your arm. And it should be lezikaron beinecha. It should be a reminder between your eyes. Again, when we say between your eyes, we mean on the head, you know, keneged beinecha. And Rashi points out, Ratzaloma shetichtov parshas halolu utekashrem barosh ubizroa. You should inscribe these parshios and bind them to your head and your arm. And now we want to look at the Ramban. Ramban says the following: V'hoylecha li'os al yodcha ulzikaron beinecha lamantia toras Hashem beficha. Shi'uro. The word shi'uro means that, in a sense, we have to reorganize this pasuk. Because if you take a look at the pasuk in the, you know, there's a wedge in the middle of this pasuk, lamantia toras Hashem beficha. I mean, that really doesn't make any sense, because the theme of this pasuk is Ki biyod chazaka utziach Hashem mitzrayim, that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. So the Ramban says you should read the pasuk in the following way: V'hoylecha li'os al yodcha ulezikaron beinecha, and then jump to the end of the pasuk Ki biyod chazaka utziach Hashem mitzrayim. And the reason why these parshiyos should be written and bound to your arm and to your head is because Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. And then at the end, L'mantia Torah Hashem beficha. And somehow through tefillin, which Ramban is not going to answer at this particular point, because now he's focused on the Yetzias Mitzrayim element, he will reach this level of Torah Hashem beficha. Okay, we have to see what that means. Upirish, and what does this mean? She tichtov al yodcha va'al bein einecha yitzias Mitzrayim. You should write on your arm and between your eyes, meaning on your head, yitzias Mitzrayim. That should be written in these places. V'tizkar osa tamin, and you should constantly remember the redemption from Egypt. And why? L'mantia Torah Hashem beficha. This remembering of Yetzias Mitzrayim will project you to fulfill Hashem's Torah, to fulfill all His mitzvahs. And why? What's the connection between the fact that God took us out of Egypt, and the fact that we're dedicated to His Torah and His mitzvahs, says the Ramban, Ki hu Adonecha, He's your master, Hapodcha mi beis avodim, who redeemed you from the house of slaves, from slavery. And I want to read to you a footnote here that I found in the Ramban. He says the following. The Ramban explains how tefillin ensure that the Torah of Hashem is in our mouths, because the wearing of tefillin causes us to remember that He redeemed us from slavery to the Egyptians, and consequently He became our master. In other words, our master was Pharaoh, and now God takes us out of bondage, and He, with a capital H, becomes our master, whose will and commandments we must obey. So until now we were obeying the will of Paro and the Mitzrayim, and now we obey the will of Hashem. By being ever mindful of the redemption from Egypt, we will speak about our master's Torah always. Torah meaning the book of mandates, because the master has given us a book of legislated laws. That's the Torah, leading us to observe its commandments and teachings. So wow, the Ramban is really woven together here in one short paragraph, sheds a whole light on what tefillin is all about. Tefillin is a constant reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to understand that God is now our master, we are dedicated to fulfill His will, to obey His commandments, and that's what it means, Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. Now that's Pasuk Tes. Let's fast forward to Pasuk Tet Zayin. In Pasuk Tet Zayin, the Torah says, U'totofos bein einecha. Okay, U'totofos bein einecha. Now, the Ramban spends a lot of time trying to understand what totofos means. What does that word mean in linguistically? And the bottom line of that whole presentation, which is not here on your page, is that totofos is a band that you wear around your head. Meaning, totofos has a specific relationship to which tefillin? To tefillin shel rosh. And why is it called totofos in the plural? The answer is, says the Ramban, because in the tefillin shel rosh we have four compartments. Not one compartment like we have in the shel yad, which all four parashas are written on one cloth. Here we have four different cloths and four different compartments. That's called totofos.
So we learn the four compartments from the totofos?
Well, it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, but the remez of it is totofot in plural. And the Ramban, it's very interesting how the Ramban knows that linguistically the word totafot or totefes is a reference to an ornament that you wear around your head. He quotes the Gemara in Bameh HaIsha Yotzeis, which is a perek in Shabbos, that discusses which jewelry a woman is allowed to wear while she's walking in a public domain without an Eruv. And in certain cases the ornaments are not permanently attached to her body, so that there's a fear that she may take them off and carry them. And one of those objects that are, in a sense, jewelry that a woman used to wear and she should not wear on Shabbos in a public domain without an Erev is called the totofos, because it's only loosely connected to the head, so she may be tempted to take it off, or it might fall off her head, and she picks it up and she carries it, and so forth and so on. But in any event, the Ramban here, in this particular paragraph, says something that I find amazing. I mean, I don't know if you'll agree with me, because to me, it was a really big chiddush. The Ramban says the following. Hine, shoresh ha-mitzvah hazos, known as the source of this mitzvah, or the essence of the mitzvah, shananiach ksav yitzias mitzrayim ala yad v'ala rosh, that we should write down, inscribe the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and place it on our arm and on our head. Why these two places in the human body? I mean, you could imagine that a person could write it down on a parsha and tie it to his chest, tie it to his feet, I don't know, put it on his back, coming out of his ears, gosh knows what. So the Ramban says, that the yad and the rush are very critical. Kineged halev. The emphasis here is not on the arm, but the emphasis, according to Ramban, is that the bias of the tefillin shel yad is kineged halev. And of course, in the case of tefillin shel rush, is hamoach. Moach means the brain. So we have lev and moach.
The brain meaning the intellect?
The intellect, correct. The source of the intellect. Shehem. Now what is the word heim referring to?
Both of them.
Both of them. Not to one of them. It's in plural. Mishkanos, these are the seats, or the houses, of hamachshava, of human thought. Now this I find very, very revolutionary. If you would ask me where in the human body is the mishkan of thought, what would be the answer? The brain, the moach. But here the Rabban is referring not just to the moach, but also to the lave. What do you say?
Emotional intelligence.
Correct. It's like a new kind of intelligence here. And the source of it is the lave. Now here I want to read to you...
I think Rashi also uses that libi omerli.
Correct. Libi omerli. So this is not unique to the Rabban. We're going to see this over and over again in the early writings of the Rishonim, that they understood that the source of thought is not just the brain, the moach, but also the lev. And then he goes on and he says, Hine nichtov parshas kadesh, which is the very beginning of Perek Yud Gimel of Shmos, and Vahoya kiviacho, which is Pasuk Yud Aleph in Shmos, betotofos, Mipnei mitzvah zoshin it's tavenu behem lasos yitzias mitzrayim totofos b'nei necha. It should be placed in this ornament around your head. And those two parshios which are here in Shmos Yud Gimel and Parshas Bo both reflect on yitzias mitzrayim. Why do we add another two parshios? The Rabban asks. Parshas Shema v'hoyim Shemoa, making up the total number of four. Shin it's tavenu Shanasa mitzvah gamkein totofos, that these two parshios are telling us about the mitzvos. By volume Shemoa, Shema Yisrael, you have to dedicate yourself to the mitzvos. They also have to be inscribed or placed around the head. In both those parshios, the Torah says that what I'm giving you here in this parsha, these mitzvos, they have to be inscribed in the tefillin. And therefore we add these two parshios that refer to the mitzvos. And what do these two parshios give us? Shein mitzvas hayichud, meaning to designate God as one God, the unity of God, v'zikaron, and to remember kol ha-mitzvos, v'onsham u'scharam, the punishment and the merits for the mitzvos, v'chol ha-shoresh be'amunah, and all this is really the underlying shoresh, the root of our emunah. And once again, I want to just summarize this Ramban by saying that the underlying idea of the mitzvah of tefillin is to place a written record of the exodus from Egypt on the arm and on the head, respectively, opposite the heart and the brain, which are the seats of human thought. And I was hoping that in the footnote, he would make a comment here, why is the heart considered the seat of human thought? But there's nothing here in the footnote. So I was pretty let down. But I want to show you that the Ramban elsewhere in his Pirush on Eov, which is the third source on your page, likewise emphasizes the idea that the lev, the heart, is the source and the seat of human thought. And then he goes on to say that we have to write the passages here in Shmos Totofos, because they make reference to the exodus from Egypt. And not only that, we have to add two other parashios from Dvarim Perek Vav and Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph, because it's written in those parashios, HaDvarim HaElash Arnochi Mitzavcha Vayu Totofos Beinei Necha. And why do we write these two parashios in a tefillin? Because in these two parashios we have the mitzvah of the unity of God and remembering all his commandments, their punishments, their rewards. This is the entire foundation of our faith. Now we look at the Ramban in Iyov, and the pasuk there in Iyov speaks about Chacham Levav. Again, Chachma, which is wisdom, Levav in the heart. And the Ramban says that we'll find this as a pattern throughout Tanakh. Over and over again, the scriptures will relate Chachmas HaAdam to the Lev. The wisdom of man is related to the heart. Ki hu makom hakochos kulam. This is the source. The heart is the source of all chachma, of all power of wisdom. And here he quotes a pasuk in Shmos, ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. In the heart I've placed chachma. Or the pasuk in Tehillim, v'navi levav chachma. Again, chachma is in the lev. Then he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos, and in, regarding Shlomo, in Malachim it says, Nasati L'chol Lev Chachma V'chein B'chol Makom. We always find, says the Ramban, there's a consistency here, that the Lev is the source, the seat of Chachma. And the one who develops this, I think, even more than the Ramban, is Rabbeinu Bechai, in his presentation about Tefillin, which is in the Kad HaKemach. And if you take a look, he starts with a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and he says the following, Davar Yadua Ki Hadeos HaMitios, the true beliefs, meaning the fundamentals of our faith, and he spells them out. Das Emunas Chidush HaOlam, number one, the belief that God has created the world. Number two, Das Hashgacha Pratis B'min HaAdam, that God supervises man, which we call divine providence. V'chein and number three, das, the knowledge, shashchina dveka b'Yisrael, that God clings, embraces the people of Israel. Hadeos ha'elu v'chayotzemen, these fundamental tenets of our faith and others, lo tishalmena, they will not be complete for us, and others, we may know them in one part of our brain. We need to do actions, and those actions will, in a sense, impact, it will train us in making these beliefs, to solidify these beliefs and have them penetrate into our very being. V'im ha-pa'ula tia hadas, ha-hi kvua b'leiv. Excuse me. Thank you. And it, with these pa'ulos, and again, he's specifically referring to tefillin, as we'll soon see, it's the actions that will have this impact of making the abstract das, the understanding and the belief of these fundamentals, into kvua b'lev. How would you translate kvua b'lev? Established in our heart. It's deeply embedded in our heart. And the third level of faith, which was that the Shechina is Dovek B'Yisrael, that specifically in the Katechemach's perspective is related to Tefillin. The first belief, namely that God created the world, is going to be related to a different kind of action, and that's the observance of Shabbos. He says, Das Emunas HaChidush Tzricha L'Pu'ula Hi Mitzvah HaShabbos. In other words, our observance of the Shabbos is going to impact and inject into the depths of our being the belief in God's creation. Okay then? So that's what we have to think of in terms of our experience of Shabbos. He says, V'chein das hashkoch pratas ha-dveika bin ha-adam tzrich l'pula v'mitfas ha-mezuzah. Interesting. The mezuzah, which we should be constantly aware of, is meant to teach us hashgacha, divine providence. Shemitocha yisbar liyodam inyan hashmira v'hashgacha liyonis ha-pratis ma-kefis ha-adam, because the mezuzah is meant to protect man, right? B'tzeischa bo'echa. The shmira of the mezuzah is a, shall we say, a concrete representation of God's hashgacha over us. That the world is not given over to other delegates. and other forces and powers in the universe, but rather it's directly controlled by Hashem. And then finally we get to the Shechina Dveika B'Yisrael. What pa'ula, what action is going to inject and allow this to penetrate into our hearts? He mitzvahs ha'tefillin. Why is tefillin singled out by Rabbeinu Bechai as the particular pa'ula that corresponds to the belief that the Shechina is Dveik B'Yisrael? Ki amitzas tefillin osi, the whole symbolic message of the tefillin is that the Shechina dveika imanu, that the Shechina is connected to us. Vehima kefes kolaktsavos, and it encompasses all of the Jewish nation. Ukideisha tia das azos reshuma bilavavos, nitztavenu lasos mesepuula shetia zikaron liososo filamosov. We need to do an action that will be a reminder of God's miracles and the wonders that He brought about in order to protect the people of Israel, because He loves us. Asher higdil laso simon, he's paraphrasing a pasuk in Tehillim. Shenaniach oso zikaron bishnei evarim, we should single out two limbs of the human body, miuchadim, Shehem Sharshei HaMachshava. Once again, as we saw in the Ramban, the root or the seat of thought are these two Ivarim. And they are the Lev and the Moach. And all our Pu'ulos are meant to impact on these Sharshei HaMachshava. So the sources of man's thought are the Lev and the Moach. And then he goes on to explain that the Ritzuos and the Tefillin, they surround the head, and that's what it means by Totafos. He goes on to say that Tefillin is called Tiferes, which means the glory of the Jew. The Shechina is also called Tiferes. He says the following, Lahora Sha'anu in Mekable Am, excuse me, Mekable HaTorah, we, the nation that have received the Torah, Misparim Bishchina, we are praiseworthy, our greatness is the Shechina, Shebat Tifartenu. And that's what the Pasuk means. In Tehillim it says, Ki Tiferes Uzomo Ata, you may remember that Pasuk from the blowing of the shofar. Vashchina Gamkein Misparis Banu. And just like we take our pride in the fact that we are connected to the Shechina, Kaviyochla HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride in the fact that He's connected to us, to the people of Israel. As the Pasuk says in Tanakh, Yisrael Asher Becha Espire. Espar is a reflexive word that means God is uplifted, He's glorified by Yisrael. Ukidela hodia, and in order to demonstrate al godel haflogas hadvekus, to the extent in which God is davek banu, hutzruchu chachmei mislama shakadosh baruch meiniach tefillin. This is a Gemara Masechta Brachos that we studied this week on Daf Vavam and Aleph, that Almighty God Himself, Kaviyachal, wears tefillin. And that's a symbolic message that, in a figurative way, conveys and transmits the vision of God's Dveikus Banu. How great is He, Dveik Banu, that God wears tefillin. Yolamdu das es ha'om, ki, what are the Chachmei is teaching us? Ki kishem sha'anu amo v'tzon mar iso. Just as we are His flock, and we're dedicated to Him, misparim bo, b'sipur yichudo v'niflosu v'mofsa shasimonu b'mitzrayim. How do we praise Hashem? And in a sense, we become praiseworthy by telling and transmitting the testimony of all the great miracles that God brought about in Mitzrayim for our benefit. And that's what the tefillin is all about. That's what we wear. What about the tefillin of Hashem? Kach, in a corresponding mirror image, Hu Yisbarach Mispire Banu. He speaks our praises and becomes glorified through us. U'misaper Yichudenu, and He tells of our uniqueness. Shanachnu Goy Echad Ba'aretz, we are a unique, singular people in the land, in the earth. Miyuchad Lechelko, and we are designated to the exclusion of other nations to be His chosen people, his chelek, his Yerusha. And that's what the Gemara says, Bitfilin de Mari Alma Mike Sivbu. What does it say in the tefillin of the master of the universe? We wear in our tefillin words of praise to Hashem. What words are written in God's tefillin? Miki Amcha Yisrael Gayechid Baretz. That pasuk appears twice in Tanakh, and it's in Shmuel, and it's in Divrei Hayamim. What other nation is there like the nation of Israel in the earth? There's only one Israel. And the Gemara asks, "So, mishtabech kosh baruch v'shvachai Yisrael, is it possible that God becomes glorified by praising Yisrael?" In yes, that's true. The chesiv of the pasuk says in Parshas Kisavo, "Es Hashem hamarta ayom, v'Hashem hamircha ayom." You have chosen God, and He has chosen you. And the word hamircha is miloshen shvach. Shvach means praise. You praise Hashem as being the unique one God, and He praises you as the unique one nation. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Banai Atem. Banai, my children, Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Biolam. You praise me like no other nation on the face of the earth. Shenem Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Afani Eseschem Chativa Achas Baolam. I will praise you in a very singular way. Shenem Arubi Ki Amcha Yisrael Goyechem Baretz. Nimtzeis Laman, what we come out of learning, here the Rabbeinu Bechai summarizes his entire presentation. Ki Kavanas HaTfilin Banu. The purpose and the message of tefillin is for us, and there's a message by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it's our tefillin convey one idea that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and we praise Hashem for that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tefillin, and in His tefillin He praises us. We are the os, we are the symbol in this world of Yichud Hashem. So the purpose of tefillin is to do a pe'ula that will, as we said before, allow this emuna, this faith, to penetrate into our souls. And what faith? What tenet? What principle? Shashchina dveka b'Yisrael. And the shin of the tefillin, he says, which is Aloch L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, is a remez to the Shechina. And that's why the Gemara tells us that ki ro ami aretz ki shem shem nikra lecha v'yaru bimecha, that the nations of the world, when they see us wearing tefillin, they are awe-inspired. And why? Because the Shekhinah is Shorah B'Yisrael. The Shekhinah resting on the Jew is represented by the tefillin. Before we go on, I wanted to read to you the Rashba, but I think I may have left it. Did I bring it? What did I leave it? Where is it? Oh, here's the Rashba. The Rashba says something fascinating. He says, Reishis HaSeichel V'Sharsho, the beginning of human thought and its root, who believe, is in the heart. Again, emphasizing that Chachma and wisdom is in the heart. And he says, "Mimenu yishavu kol aschalim," and from the lave, all of intellect derives. It's sort of like if you have a source of water, and then there are the tributaries. So the source is the lave, and the tributaries are all the different types of intellectual involvements and faculties. And he writes the following. He says that we put on the tefillin shel yad, in order to indicate that the shoresh, the root of all seichel, is in the heart, right? Because the yad is keneged, shal yad is keneged alev. And then he says, we put on the tefillin shal rosh, and that represents the hispashtus haseichel min alev el hamoach. In other words, the seichel, the intellect, starts in the lev, and then it spreads and it extends to the moach. And he writes the following, that the relationship between the lave and the moach is identical to the relationship between the shoresh and the anofim, which means the roots and the branches. And he says, Ramzu Zal, the remez for this concept, is Sha'amru meiniach shel yad v'acherkach meiniach shel rosh. The Gemara in Menachos establishes, I think it's on Daf Lamed Zayin, that we start by placing the shel yad first and then the shel rosh. Ukshu choletz, when he takes off his tefillin, choletz shel rosh v'acherkach shel yad. And the Gemara derives this from Psukim. And it's interesting, with regard to shel yad, it's called an os in the singular. With regard to shel rosh, it's called totofos in the plural. Os, he says, is yechidi. In other words, the lave, as the source of all of thought, is unified. It's singular. That's the shorish. There's only one root. But totofos, which are the tributaries, right, the anofim, they come from this pashtus hasechel, is rabim, there are many. Heim ha-anofim are rabim. Then he says, v'yim ein shorish, ein anofim. If you don't have the roots, then you can't have the branches. So you have to start by putting on the shell, yad, and setting up the root, right, the shorish of all of man's thought, of seichel. Avol, but he says, you could take off the shel rosh and still have the shel yad on. He says, yesh shoresh avol pishlo yispashtu anofim. You can always have the shoresh without the anofim, but you can't have anofim without the shoresh. And he says, he goes on to, you know, again, I'm just giving you bits and pieces of this very long presentation of the Rashi about tefillin. He says, mimayon achas is yimshchu naharos, v'chol ma sheyesh b'dalet batim shevarosh, yesh b'bayis echad shebetfillin shel yad. He says, all that's written in the four batim of the shel rosh, representing four tributaries, is all written on one parsha, in one bayis, in the shel yad, because shel yad is the shoresh, which represents the achdus. It's almost as if man's thought is unified, and then he develops them in different ways. Right, you know that in Chassidus we talk about Chabad, you know, Chochma, Bina, and Das. So I think what he's saying is that Chochma is one, it's unified, that's the lev. And then you develop it and it spreads out into Bina and Das, you know, and it expands. Let's take a look at the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Tefillin Siman Chaf Hei, which is on your second page, in Sif Hei, Yechavim Hanachason, what kavanah should a person have when he places the tefillin on his body? He should have in mind that God has commanded us to place four parshios. And why? Sheyesh Bahen, what are in these four parshios? Number one, Yichud Shmo, the fact that God is unified as one God. V'yitzias Mitzrayim, and God has taken us out of Mitzrayim. Al Hazroa, we should place this testimony on our arm. Why? Keneged Alev. This we saw in the Ramban, and in the Rashba, and in Rabbeinu Bechai. V'al HaRosh Keneged HaMoach. It's always Lev and Moach. Kedei Shenizkar Nisim V'Niflo Shasimonu. We have to constantly remind ourselves of all the miracles that He did for us. Shehim Morim al Yichudo, which all indicate and demonstrate that God is one. He's the source and the power of everything. He created the world. He is the source for all natural law. He can change natural law and do miracles. Ashaloa Koach Lamim Sholeh Belyonim V'Tachtonim. He reigns supreme over the upper worlds and the lower worlds. Lasus Bem Kirtzono. Everything is going to fulfill His will. Yishtamed LaKadosh Baruch Hu Hanashama Shehi B'Moach. He should consecrate his neshama to Hashem, and that's represented by the tefillin shel rosh. V'gam HaLev, and he should also dedicate his lev to Hashem. Why? Because the lev who ikar hataivos v'hamachshavos. He doesn't fail. He doesn't fail us and leave out machshavos. You know, the Ramban might have omitted the word taivos, I don't know. But he has both, taivos and machshavos. The lev is the source of both human passion and human thought at the same time. And I'm fascinated by the fact that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, in a very atypical way, goes through all these philosophical analyses in order to give us an idea and answer the question, what should we have in mind when we put on tefillin? And you know that there's an entire L'shem Yichud published in the Sidurim of what you should say. It's here on the right side of your page. We'll go through it, or part of it now. But I would suggest that instead of saying this L'shem Yichud, we should just read the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch before we put on tefillin. That would really do it. You know, I can't introduce new minhagim, especially if you get too high and then you fall if you drop it. But I think it would be a very beautiful minhag just simply to read the beautiful poetry of the Mechaber before we put on tefillin on a daily basis. Keep in mind also that in the old days, back in the day, they used to wear tefillin the whole day. You know, we're not used to that, but that's what the way it was. My father told me that he was raised by both his parents and his grandfather, his mother's father. And he told me that he can't remember in his mind his grandfather without tefillin. Now, the paradox is that my great-grandfather, who of course I didn't know, I only knew one out of the four grandparents, but my great-grandfather, his name was Yitzhak Sorkin, we only have one picture of him that lasted from Lithuania, and he's not wearing tefillin. So I said to my father, wait a minute, you told me you can't even remember without tefillin. He says, that picture was taken for a passport. He actually never left Litha, but for a passport he had to take off his tefillin. I don't know if you heard of a great gadol who just passed away recently, Rav Pinchas Scheinberg.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Torah R is his yeshiva. And he always wore tefillin. In fact, his rebbeim, some of which are family members, Rav Altusky and others, always wear tefillin. Yeah, you walk into Torah R and you'll see people wearing tefillin at all times in the day. You know. What do you say?
Even past nightfall?
No, not past nightfall. They take it off before nightfall. Yeah. Although technically you could wear tefillin even into nightfall, but most people take it off before nightfall. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Bach, and the Bach says that, look, you should have all these lofty kavanos, very intricate, very complex, but as long as you have kavana, L'shem mitzvah bilvad, that you're doing for the sake of the mitzvah, then yotza, you fulfill the mitzvah. So to embellish and enhance the mitzvah, you want to have all these kavanos about Yichud Hashem, about Yitzias Mitzrayim, about the fact that you should be meshabbing yourself, your mach, and your lev to Hashem. But b'dieved you yotze with the simple nitty gritty kavana of L'shem mitzvah. Some people don't even have that kavanah. They get so, it becomes by rote, they just put on the tefillin, stop them and ask them, why'd you put on the tefillin? I didn't even think about it. He says in Nomet Hesvav that Yesh Noagim Likros Arva Parshios L'Achar Anochas Tefillin. Which, by the way, that sounds like a lot, but really it's only two parshas out of the four, because two parshas we're going to recite in Kriyat Shema. So it's only V'hoya Kaddish and V'hoya Im Shemo, which is about 20 psukim, so it's not a big, big deal. And if you look at the L'shem Yichud here on the right side, I just wanted to emphasize a few elements here. My meaning is not to say the L'shem Yichud. I don't know if anyone here has that meaning.
I used to say.
Yeah, we somehow dropped. We need HaTorah for that. But anyway, so he says that he has the universal introduction of all L'shem Yichuds before all mitzvahs, that, B'dechilu B'chimo with Yira, and we accept upon Hashem's will. Hidri Muchan. That's the critical, absolute requirement for kavana in any mitzvah, and certainly in the case of tefillin. And then he mentions the four parshios, and what's included in this parshios: Yichudo v'Yachduso Yisparach Shmo Ba'Olam Shenizkar Nisim V'Niflosha Asi Manu Matzion Mitzrayim Asher Lo Hakoach V'Mishal Belyonim V'Tachtonim. All the ideas that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch are embodied and reflected in this L'shem Yichud. Tzivano L'Niach L'Yad L'Zikron Zorach Netushi Neged Alev. But here he adds L'Shabid Bazeh Tavos u'machshavos libein. Interesting. He was very sensitive to the idea that even the lev is the source of machshava, not just the source of taiv lavodoso yisparach shema. Correct? He says, "Al rosh kineged amoch shanashom shebemochim sharchushai v'chos kulim yumishadim lavodas lavodoso yisparach shema." And then he adds a piece towards the end: "Yanichenu lavodas Hashem kasher im levaveinu." So Rabosai, you have the choice. either you recite the Shulchan Aruch or you recite the Lashem Yichud, they're both pretty much the same. I think the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit more tamsiti, a little bit more bridge, so if you don't have too much time. And now I want to study with you the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, on the left side of your page, in his famous work, Derech Hashem. We should have an English translation somewhere in our library of this book. But in any event, we'll do the best we can with the Hebrew. He says, tefillin is greater than tzitzis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tefillin in order to, in a sense, bring upon ourselves, stretch upon ourselves, His Kedusha. And to wear His Kedusha as a crown on our head. If you want to take a look, it's chapter 6, paragraph 7. He says that tefillin has a tremendous impact on every part of our nefesh and guf. It brings this beautiful illumination, and that's why Chazal tell us that that the nations of the world will stand in awe of us. Why? Because we have impacted by bringing the Kedusha upon all of us. But he says, even though the Kedusha is all-inclusive from head to toe, there are two specific limbs of the body that are primary, and they have to be, in a sense, the object of our wearing of the tefillin. And that's where the neshama is located, and that's the moach and the lev. And he says the following, first, he says, yispashit achakach ala lev. Okay, so this is a little bit confusing to me, because the Ramchal is saying something differently than the Rashba's presentation. The Rashba says that first you begin with the lev, and then and only then is mispashe to the rush, to the moach. He seems to have the reverse. Let's see it again. The tziva abori yisprach sheyimoshe ha'or hazeh al ha'moach t'chila. So he starts with the tefillin shel rush. And only then, now that he's really impacted and elevated his moach, and the neshama that's in his moach, then he can extend that aura, that light, and that sanctity to his lev. And that's represented by the tefillin shel yad. So again, if you take a look at this text, at this presentation, it's the exact reverse in its order. And I favor the Rashba, not simply because the Rashba was 5 centuries before the Ramchal, or maybe 6 centuries before the Ramchal, but also because the Rashba has a very interesting proof from the fact that we start with the Tefillin Shel Yad Keneged HaLev. Well, what does he say in the English there? Does he have any footnotes? Is he aware of this Rashba?
That's the footnotes.
There are two main parts of the human body where the soul strongly manifests itself, the heart and the brain. God commanded that we first transmit His light to the brain through the tefillin worn on the head, and then once He rectifies the brain, extends to the heart through the tefillin worn on the arm, proximity to the heart. 64. Can you do me a favor and see if you can find footnote 64 and tell me if he knows the Rashba? The Rashba has it punkt verkehrt, just the opposite.
64. Right, so Sefer Mitzvot. This is part 4, isn't it?
This is part 4, correct. Part 4, the 6th chapter.
Right, so footnote 64.
Yeah.
Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, and positive commandment number 3, Rav Yonah Barachot on Rith 8a.
Alright, but he doesn't mention the Rashba. Alright, so we'll send him a letter.
It's also, we finish as well with the Shalyah. We start with the Shalyah, then the Shal Rosh, and then...
Oh, you mean that we continue?
Maybe, I don't know.
Ah. Alright. But again, the main thrust of the Rashba's presentation is that the Shalyah, which is the lev, has to come first. Alright, here on the bottom of page 2, we have the Gemara in Masechta Brachos that we spoke about before, and that is, and we saw this in the Katekemach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, And what's written in his tefillin? The Gemara establishes that Hashem is mishtabeach b'shvach to Yisrael because it says Hashem hamircha yom, and that in the tefillin shel Rosh there are four batim, in the tefillin shel Yad there's one bias. And the Gemara tells us about the various parshios, all of which praise Klal Yisrael, that are written in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch. The Gemara is bothered, says Rashi, by God's tefillin, what's written in God's tefillin. He says, Bishlema, we understand, tefillin didan, our tefillin, Vayim Shemoa, Kadesh, etc. Because that's Zicharon, L'mitzvos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch, Os v'zicharon lem Yisrael. We have to remember the mitzvos of Hashem. But Bididhei, in his tefillin, Mike Sivu, what's written in his tefillin? He doesn't have to remind himself of the unity of God and the dedication to God and the great miracles that God brought about. The Osu Zikar L'mitzvosov, I mean, that's totally inappropriate. And the answer is that God's tefillin will testify to the greatness of and the uniqueness of the people of Israel. And this is all, says the Katekemach, to inculcate into our hearts the concept of Hashem is Dovek the Amo Yisrael. And the Marsha, who's the super commentary on Agadita, there in Masechta Brachos, on the question of the Gemara Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin, he says, Mitzvah HaTefillin Hi Sheyesh Lanu Lios Dveikim Bo Yisparach. We wear tefillin in order to reach Dveikus in Him. Vanal Chasam Aleinu. And in a reciprocal way, when we wear the tefillin, Hu Mashre Shechina Aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocally it brings His Shechina on us. So basically the tefillin represent Dveikus. And this is something that we already saw in Rabbeinu Bechai. Sheyel Yisrael Dveikus Ukdusha Bashem, the Shechina is showing us through the tefillin, B'chol Nafsham, B'chol Avavcham, B'chol Avavcham, U'v'chol Mi'odam. And if you fast forward a little bit, the Marsha, he says that why does Hashem wear tefillin? What's the significance of God wearing tefillin? Shakadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin lehistabek ulehispayer benachloso Yisrael. So it's all an expression of God's dveikus and His glorifying the people of Israel, and that, in a sense, brings God to the state of Pe'er. And that's why tefillin are always called Tiferes, which means glorification. Okay, now we go on to page 3. Page 3 should be on the bottom here somewhere. Now there's a collection of brisos, which is not part of Shas, called Masechta Tefillin. And in the first parak of Tefillin, the Brisa says, G'doli mitzvah tefillin. What's great about the mitzvah tefillin? Because if you remember, going back to the parasha tefillin, it says, L'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha. He says, V'chi ani yicholim lahagos yomo v'layla. The pasuk in Yeshua says, V'gisimo yomo v'layla. Do we have the possibility of dedicating ourselves to Torah study yomo v'layla 24/7? Omo lema kadosh baruch hu banai. Have he nosed tefillin al rasheich v'al zroseichem? Place the tefillin on your heads and on your arms. Vani mala aleichem, and I will consider it ki'ilu atem hogim b'torah yom v'layla. Wow, this is a magical experience. That by wearing tefillin, it's considered as if we are studying Torah for the entire day. Yomam v'layla. And again, this makes sense back in the day when they wore tefillin the entire day. For us, it means that we have to have special focused kavanah during the hour or so that we wear tefillin in order to have this great spin-off as if the entire day were hogim b'torah yomam v'layla. The tour in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Chaf Hei is interested in the language, the word tefillin. What is the word tefillin? What is the source or the root of the word tefillin? And he says, Miloshon plila. Very interesting. That connects tefillin to tefillah. Tefillah, which is prayer, also comes from the word plila. What does plila mean? Shehein os v'yedus l'chol ro'enu shashchina shora aleinu. Somehow the word plila is connected to a testimony and a demonstration vis-a-vis the nations of the world. V'ro kol ami aretz. Now, what does that mean? In terms of the confrontation and the relation between this nation, the people of Israel, and the other nations, that's called plila. Plila is whenever you have a judgment, so to speak. You have two litigants, right? You have the plaintiff and the defendant. Plila is when the defendant puts forward an argument in his defense. Take a look at the Bach, the Beis Chadosh on the left side. He says, Tfilin Lashon, what does plila mean? Vikuach. Vikuach means a counter-argument when there's a controversy. Kmo Vayifalel. Asa plilos im kono. Avram Avinu comes at the point of stone with an argument against Hashem, Kaviyachol. How can you destroy the city of stone? Can you possibly destroy a tzaddik with a rasha? Edus v'olchacha Hashem nikra eleinu v'yireyem itanu. When we wear tefillin, we are testifying with an absolute argument against the nations who claim that we are no special and we're not unique. We are unique. And they have to appreciate that by seeing the tefillin on us, the tefillin become our defense argument in a court case to prove and establish testimony that we are the chosen people. And if you fast forward, he says, Zeu shekasem Rabbeinu, this is what the Torah means when he says, Lashon plila, shein os v'edus, they are a sign and a testimony l'chol ro'enu to anyone who sees us, shashchina shorei leinu. The bevikuach, when you have an argument, you have to bring an os, you know, to prove your point. Zeu shana menatzchim es ha'umos, we can defeat and be victorious against the nations in proving and establishing our chosenness as a unique people. She yichto yisbarach shana miyachdim oso yisbarachu, that on the one hand we are miyachid Hashem, on the other hand He is miyachid us. We are davik b'shchina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashre b'shchina on us. That is the ultimate testimony. And that's the plila, the vikuach, that's the hochacha, that ro kol ami aretz ki Hashem Hashem nikra eleinu, that the Shechina is shora on us. And if you take a look in the Agos v'Ha'aras on the bottom of the Torah, which I don't know who authored this, he writes, plilim dayonim heim. Plilim refer to the judges, not to the Eden. The judges are the ones who have to analyze all the different arguments and decide which argument is superior. That's plila. That's the role of the dayanim. The dayanim are called plilim. And they use their machshava and iyun. And that's what tefillin is all about. We put the tefillin on our heads, which is the makom ha-machshava. He leaves out the lev, which is the shorish of the machshava, in order to stimulate our thinking process. And what we're thinking about is the greatness of God, the unity of God, and His dveikus banu, the fact that He embraces us and loves us. Okay, the Rabbosai, we'll stop here and then stop. I think it's always a good idea to study tefillin. You know, to get an idea, we do it.